Head for the west coast of India now for today's GeoQuiz. The Indian city on our radar is the capital of the state of Maharashtra. One notable thing about the city is its population, over 12.5 million people. That puts it among the world's top 10 most populated cities. And while its hot economy ranks a city as the richest in India, it's not so easy to buy a drink. Local authorities just boosted the legal drinking age to 25 as part of an attempt to battle addiction to drugs and alcohol. The policy isn't going down so well with some young people.
I haven't ever been asked for an ID. Like, I have friends who have been. There's never going to be a problem even for a 10-year-old.
We'll hear other thoughts on the new ban on booze when we reveal the name of the city later in the show. For our GeoQuiz, we were looking for the capital of the Indian state of Maharashtra. The answer is Mumbai. Mumbai happens to be home to many of India's vineyards and alcohol distilleries, so it came as a surprise when the government there raised the legal drinking age. Chavi Sachdev has our report.
Drinking in India has always been a bit tricky. For starters, you need a permit, a special drinking license that says you're buying alcohol for health reasons. And that's why bars and clubs are also called permit rooms. But barely anyone pays attention to the law, according to Deepak Shah. He manages the liquor store near where I live, and he laughs when I ask him whether he checks for permits or proof of age.
Actually, there is a rule. Everywhere in the liquor market, nobody is thinking about the age. Whoever will come, will sell to him.
That's true, if Delhi, the capital of India, is any indication. The drinking age there has been 25 for at least 2 decades, but there's no enforcement. I was underage when I first went to a club there, and yes, my mother knew. But nobody carded me. In Mumbai, you have to have a permit even to buy alcohol and serve it at home. And though I have a permit, it appears I can't have a party at home anymore without carding the people who come over. The new law says that if I serve anything but wine or mild beer to someone in that magic zone of 21 to 25, I could get arrested and fined. Ankur Dhawan, who's 21, drinks not only at friends' houses but also clubs and bars.
I haven't ever been asked for an ID. I have friends who have been at times, but you normally get away with it anyway. Purchasing alcohol from a wine shop is never going to be a problem even for a 10-year-old. Yeah, you give them money, they give you alcohol. That's how it is. That's how it works.
So why the new policy here in Mumbai? The reason put forward by the government is what it calls de-addiction. That is, preventing addiction by delaying legal drinking until someone turns 25. Here's the Minister of State for Social Justice, Sachin Ahir.
De-addiction policy, it's not only anti-liquor, it is all other addictions also. Firstly, it was only liquor, but now you can see people are starting having addiction of Benadryl, which we are getting a lot of complaints about that, and the family to family is getting destroyed.
Many have joked that the policy is better termed pre-addiction. Again, Ankur Dhawan.
By changing the age from 21 to 25, how is that going to make a difference as far as alcoholism is concerned?
Well, there is something to be said for nipping problems in the bud, but with our alleged addiction in the headlines every day, there is a possibility that the government may finally do away with at least the archaic drinking permit soon. For The World, this is Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai.